Zogt die Gemara, daf samach dalad omen alef. Omer Rab Avin HaLevi, the third line from the top. Omer Rab Avin HaLevi, kol ha-derichkes ha-sho. Whoever pushes himself to attain godless, even though it's not working out, it's not going his way. He's not being matzliach to become rich, and he's still pushing, sho de-chaktoy, so that it's going to be pushed off even further. If he's not matzliach, desist. Someone who realizes when he's not matzliach, he waits for the right time, then eventually will come to him and he'll be matzliach. For instance, Rashi Ne'er and Yud Gimel brings Avshalom, that want to be mamlich b'koychoy against b'chaye David Aviv before this man, so Mela didn't end up happening, so that's why it was shod d'chaktoy. Zotim avaita mid rabbe v'rav Yosef. A riot following Maisa, a riot to this Yisoid. Rabbi and Rav Yosef, the Rav Yosef was called Sinai. He was booking all the halachas. The Rabbi was called an Oika Horim. Doesn't mean Rabbi wasn't a Sinai, doesn't mean Rav Yosef wasn't an Oika Horim. But their unique aspect was, he was a booking all the halachas, and he was a Sinai, he was a Chorif. He was an Oika Horim, he was a Chorif. So each one had their own milas. So Itzchel Shaita, they needed a Rosh Hashiva. Who's going to be the Rosh Hashiva? Is it going to be Rav Yosef, who's the Sinai, who's the Baki and all the Brises? Or is it going to be Rabbi, who's the Oika Horim, he was a Chorim from a Falfel? Is he going to be depicted as Rosh Shiva? Sholchol HaHasim, they sent the Shlich to Etzol. Sinai Va'Oika Horim. Ezem and Koidem, who should become the Rosh Shiva first? Sholcholu, they sent back. Sinai Koidem, which means Rav Yosef, the Sinai, the Baki and the Brises should be first. Shahakot Tzichin L'Morechitya. Meaning, everyone needs the Morechita. Everyone needs the wheat. For the bread. You're not going to have bread. You're not going to have a meal. The Ikka is the one that's Mekabitz the Shmuris. The one that has the Mogad Chita. The Brises. The Bekiyas. Ava Pikein Zogmol Lekibel Olav Rav Yosef. He didn't want to accept upon himself the Rosh Shivas. Why? The Amrele Kuldoi. Because the stargazers told him. Stargazers told him. You're not supposed to ask stargazers. So it says Omuloi. They told him. He didn't necessarily ask them. But they told him. Malchus Tartashnin, you will only be Rosh Hashiva for 2 years. Malach, Rabba, Esrin, V'Tartashnin. So what happened was, so he let Rabba first become Rosh Hashiva for 22 years, and only afterwards, Umalach Av Yosef Tartashnin, Upalga, and then he was 2.5 years. They said 2, but the point is that half a year wasn't part of their calculation, but he was only 2 years or 2.5 years afterwards, but the point is he lived another 22 years. If he would have been Rosh Hashiva first, he would have been Nifta after 2.5 years. So he wanted to push that off because the Kaldoi told him that you only be Rosh Hashiva for 2 years, two and a half years. So he wanted to push it off, and that's a raya. That kol ha-nitcha b'nei ha-sho, shosho nitchas miponov. Zog mo kol ha-nach shnei, the malach rabo, those years that rabo was Rosh Hashiva, so Rav Yosef wanted to remove himself totally from any srora, any leadership role. So va'afilu, even when he needed to be make his dam, he didn't call a doctor to come to his house. He went to the doctor because he felt he didn't want to show any chshivas as if he has like a shtela of rashivashaft. So no, he went to the doctor. So the ma'isa, this gemara of sinav oikahorim ki yedua, the gemara says hakol tzichin lamor dechita the prima godim in kuflam advov and hills in halachos the gabe kedimen in aliyas. He says that if you have a talmud chacham, who to give the aliyah to? So Sinai is koidim. He passes like that, la locha. Others argue, today it's different, you have svarim, so lemai said, the mile of Sinai is not as obvious anymore because everything is printed. Lemai said, asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he said that even today with all the svarim you have, without being a Sinai, you want to know where to look in the svarim. So you have to be the Sinai. Akoponim, hakot tzichin lemor d'chita, but mizeh u'mizeh al tanach yodecho, fashteit tzich, everyone needs Sinai and doik ahorim. You need... You need to have both. There's a say that for him. But upon him, we need Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Zog the Gemara. The Omar, Reb Avin Halevi, Maidichsev, another drosha from Reb Avin Halevi. Yancha Hashem Yom Tzoro Yisagev Hashem LeYakov. Eleke Yaakov. Why does it say specifically Eleke Yaakov Yisagevcho? Velo Eleke Avrom Yitzchok. Why Dafka Yaakov? Zog the Gemara. Someone who wants to carry a koira, a big beam. In order to build, She kones be'ev yishal koira. He should carry the load. You're the one that's the bala koira. You carry the load. So to Yaakov. Yaakov was what? Yaakov was the one that was the bala koira. He had the shiftei koi. He had the 12 shvatim. He was megaladem. Klal Yisrael came out of him, meaning the 12 shvatim. So he has to take the load. So he said, gevra shem li Yaakov. Yaakov's schus. He has to carry the load of Klal Yisrael. Zogdum av omreb avin. Halevi, kol anenem isudish tamat chacham shor b'soicha. If you nenem from isudah b'tamat chacham, kilu nenem isiv hashchina. Shenemar, it says when Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu, vayove aron chazik neYisrael leechol lechem imchoysin Moshe lifnei Elokim. It said they ate with choysin Moshe lifnei Elokim. Fegmar b'chil lifnei Elokim achlu, halifnei Moshe achlu. Elo must be loyim lochol shkol anenem isudish tamat chacham shor b'soicha is ki ilu nenem isiv hashchina. If someone parts from someone else, with the bays, go to Shalom, not Bishalom, Lishalom, where you're going to go, it's also going to be Shalom. Yisrael, when he left and he told Moshe to go back to Mitzrayim, he told him, Lech Lishalom. Allah, what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? He became the leader of Kaisel. David, Shalom. David, when he told Avshalom, Lech Bishalom, the end was, Holach v'nitle. His hair got tied up in the tree, and the end Yoav killed him. So we see clearly that Bishalom is going to have a not a good ending. But when you nifta from a maze, not from a chai, so al yoyim eloi lech lishalom, you don't say it with a lamed lishalom, but he said opposite, Lech Bishalom. Shenemar, like it says in the posik, V'ato tovel avisecho bishalom, tikove b'sevet tov, it's talking about Avram Avinu, that we see over there, Bishalom. So we see when it comes to Kvura, you say Lashna Bishalom. When you're parting from a mace. So from a Chai, you say Lishalom. From parting from a mace, then you say Bishalom. Zogdi Gemara. O Magab Levi Bachia, Hayotzim Beis HaKnesses, V'nichlas Beis HaMedesh. Someone right after Beis HaKnesses, Davening goes to Beis HaMedesh to learn, V'yoyzik B'teira, Zoychu Mikal V'nei Shechin is Mikal V'nei Shechin, Shenemar, Yelchu Michael L'Choyil, Yirei Alalikim B'tzion. So they go Michael L'Choyil from strength to strength, from a Beis HaKnesses to Beis HaMedesh, the Zoychu Mikal V'nei Shechin, Omer Rav Chia Barashi, Omer Rav Talmid Chomim, Ein La Menucha Lo Elba Elam Hazev Lo Elam Haba. They have no Menucha. That means they're omel and Torah in this world. And likewise, they go Michael Choyel in the next world. They go even in the next world. In Olam Haba, they're oisik b'Torah there too. Whatever person did in this world, he does in the next world. Ein la menucha means they're omel and Torah. Shteyden im enoyim, that even though we know Adam is a hoylech, and Malach is an oimet, a Talmid Chacham has a special, unique ability to be a hoylech, so to speak, in the next world too. Michael Choyel. Through Torah, what he did in this world, he'll be able to do in the next world also, to be a bechina of a hoylech, which is a chiddush in the next world, to be a ilam habit, to be a hoylechnik. That's only Talmid Chachomim that learn in this world, so Michai lechoyl in the next world also. Zakti Gemara. Talmid Chachomim bring about Shalom in the world. Shenemar, v'chobanach limudi Hashem v'rav Shalom bonoyich. Al tika banayich elo boy noyich. The Talmid Chachomim are boina with the Torah, the Welt, the Marbi Shalom in the Welt. Yedudach Sam Sofer said because the Pilpula Shal Torah, which is the Mechamta Shal Torah, is Marbi Shalom Ba'olam, because there's a certain amount of wars that have to be in the world. Through the Mechamta Shal Torah, they combat other wars that are supposed to befall the world. So the Talmid Chachomim are Marbi Shalom Ba'olam, because they taking away wars, the Emes and Mechamas, the physical Mechamas, because of Mechamta Shal Torah. Zog the Gemara, Shalom Rav Lo'i V'Sera Secha. Now, on the etzem loshen that we said, al tika b'nayich ala boy noyich, so, koil aliyo, the goin and or chaner, they both say that this ending of a mesechta we find in other mesechtas besides brachas. We find it in brachas, in nazir, yevomis and increases. They each finish with this memra of al tika b'nayich ala boy noyich, shalom rav lo'i v'sera secha. And explains the Alchaner, and he says, because the Rosh Tevis of these Mesechtas are Bonayich, Brachas, Nozir, Yevamis, and Krisis. And he explains how each one is Taka Mar B'Sholem. Why? Brachas is Sholem Ben Om Lamokoyim. Kriyashman, all the Brachas Ben Om Lamokoyim. Nozir is Ben Ishli Ishtoi. Roy Soyti B'Kulo Yaz Asmin Ayayin. That's bring about Sholem Baish. Yevamis is Ben Om Lachaveroi. Sholem. You're doing the Maisi Yibum is the biggest Nachas Ruach for the Neshama. And Krisis is between the Neshama and the Guf. The Kores is mafrid in the neshama neguf. So not being oivan krisis is shalom between the neshama neguf. So that is how he's meramez. These mesechtas have this shalom benayich. Zok the Gemara, shalom rav loy v'sezecha min loma michshol. Meaning there'll be shalom for the oivis sezecha. Yishalom mechel shava manasoyich. L'man achai v'rei adam an shalom boch. L'man beis Hashem alekin avak shtev loch. Hashem oiz lama yitein Hashem v'vorechas amoy b'shalom. Hadan aloch aroya uslikol mesechas brachas. Hadan aloch aroya uslikol mesechas brachas. Hadan aloch aroya uslikol mesechas brachas.